Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Kurt Sunny of the 4th Legislative District in Erie County. Representative Sunny, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, you've been a member of the House Appropriations Committee for a number of years, and that committee has just completed the process of holding hearings and taking a real deep look at the governor's proposed budget for the coming year. Give us a little bit of background on that, and where is it going to be going from here?
The good news is that we are progressing on the budget. We've held the 3 weeks of appropriations hearings. We've listened to the concerns of the various departments, and we've taken that back to the committee, and we have been discussing the concerns and, you know, looking at the overall big picture of the budget itself. The budget obviously is spending money, and when you're dealing with about $32 billion in revenue, there's a lot of areas that money goes to, and of course, as always, there's never enough money. We are progressing very well, I think. It is my understanding that the House, the Senate, and the governor would all like to get this budget done not only on time, but possibly early this year, which would obviously be a nice present to Pennsylvania citizens who have had to endure many years of budget fights. So we've eliminated the deficit, and we are still looking at possible small revenue sources to bring the numbers into line. But, you know, we really aren't that far apart between the governor and the House and the Senate. And so I really think that over the next few weeks and next month especially, we will be able to really have some progress that constituencies will be able to see. And so far, it's moving along very well.
Well, now that the committee has a pretty firm idea of what the governor is looking for, what are going to be some of the tough issues that are going to need to be addressed in the upcoming budget legislation that will be considered by the House before the end of June?
Well, there's always areas that I would like to see changes in. But one of the realities of our budget, quite frankly, is the expense of human services and the need for those human services. And that is really our biggest challenge. And right behind that challenge is being able to adequately fund education. You know, just those two programs alone consume about 75% of all of the tax revenue that we bring in. And so that's where the money goes. And human services continues to be a challenge year in and year out with the growth in the cost of supplying those services. And so I think it's really very, very important that we get some reforms in place to help control those costs so that those yearly increases aren't as large as they are today. In today's world, a yearly increase in human services is about $650 million. So we would need an additional $650 million just to continue to offer the same services that we offered the year before. And it's that type of figure that is getting high enough that it becomes very difficult to have growth in the economy to cover that expense. And we never want to be in a situation where we're looking to raise taxes year after year after year. And so I would really like to see us get human services under control to keep it at a level that we can afford and still supply those services and therefore free up more money that we can put towards education.
Representative Sunny, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Kurt Sunny.